Now you are listening to
NWO podcast.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better niggas.
Ladies and gents, the best
sweet
niggas and niggas.
Shout out to my sweetie, sweet.
Welcome back. Niggas. Listen to these. Yeah, smooth tunes and chrome plus.
We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. With opinions. With opinions. Nigga with opinion. 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 Nigga, you need opinions. You should get them from me, niggas. You need opinions. You should get them from me, niggas. You need opinions. You should get them from me, niggas. You need opinions. You should get them from me, niggas. Me, Chris, Ricky, and Ben. All four of us like boys to men. Hey, poddin' like B-Hen. Potting like big head on that coffee. Niggas never sloppy. Hey, you bitches should never doubt me. I'm feeling great, feeling groovy. You bitch, now it's time for us to make a movie, little bitch. Hey, Ben is on the lappy. I'm feeling good, Ricky feeling kinda crappy, but we gon' get it together with this DoorDash. They gon' bring their coffee, then we gon' make more cash. Hey, I gon' leave and hit some more ass. Hey, Chris gon' leave and smoke some more hash. Hey, that's how we do, ho. Now it's time to raise the roof, ho. N-W-O, ho. We the best podcast show, bro. Yeah, we moving, but it ain't no slow mo. Yeah, we moving, but it ain't no slow mo. Hey, slow it down, bring the energy back. We gon' bring this fucking synergy back. Hey, we gon' bring this fucking synergy back. Hey, we gon' bring this fucking synergy back. Okay, been here. Okay, right there.
We gonna bring the fucking synergy back.
But whenever he has like a fire bar, it's like he can't follow it up.
I have to stay right there.
He stays right there.
He wants it to sizzle.
That was the Umar Johnson freestyle.
Have y'all boys been seeing fucking what's the man? The Fun God. What's the fuck is his name?
The Fun God?
The hell?
Who the hell is the Fun
Vibes
God?
Vibes Cartel dude? Or something. Something God.
The world boss.
The Fun God.
Who the fuck is... That's the title.
Fun God.
Yeah,
this
please.
Nigga has been on TikTok doing Umar sounds, okay? Apparently since he's been black. So his pride has been black as well.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
He didn't have access to the bleaching cream in prison.
Thank God.
Wait. Okay. The
world boss. Fun God. That's hilarious.
Really?
Where'd you get that from, bro?
I don't know, bro.
Fun God? I don't want to be around anyone who calls himself Fun God.
Why
is he the boss of the world?
That part.
He's
if you, you'd have to been tapped in the dance hall with like in the year 2007 to like 2016-17. Like, the man could have literally went on any like record and just said, ha ha, and it's a hit.
Why does he look like Trick Daddy now?
I think they're suffering from a similar illness.
Oh, he's something wrong with him?
Yeah, he's suffering from Graves. No, I'm bugging. Trick Daddy got lupus. Cartel suffers from Graves' disease. Graves' disease is a thyroid illness.
This is for real, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but also...
Got worse in prison because, you know, healthcare and shit.
At some point, all old black men look like leather. It's not really.
Jesus.
I mean,
you know the Stephen A. Smith meme. You're not wrong. You didn't have to say it, but I mean,
at some point,
you're not wrong.
Like a motorcycle jacket eventually, you know?
Yeah. Damn. Okay, I guess I won't make any jokes on him.
Oh, yeah. No, but he's definitely ill.
Yeah.
But he looks
way different.
Compared to when he first jumped, he looked like he's in great health.
Yeah, nah, he's definitely he documented his fit, his wellness journey and how he's like changing his lifestyle and shit.
Did
like
he stop
that.
Killing people?
I would hope so.
Yeah, okay.
Living because he lives in Miami now, so I hope he stopped killing
that's
people.
That's hilarious. No,
but
he's
then
in
again,
good health,
people
bro.
With money, you can't never tell when they stop killing people.
Oh, he lives here now.
Yeah.
My name is Ben, by the way, world boss. I didn't mean anything by it.
That's crazy.
Said nigga had a fucking UN game. Fuck off. That's crazy. Fuck around.
My name's Ben. If you have any problems, just come see me, Ben.
I ain't gonna lie. And on social media, he's very cheerful.
This nigga be at the beer stand. He just hear XO, XO. And I'm like,
tick, tock, tick, tock. Rub it, shake it. Rub it, shake it.
I'm mad y'all niggas went for the wind-up song.
My love is very special.
Nigga got like 100 songs where you talking about killing
come
niggas.
Come to y'all me, baby. Everything, Chris.
I don't know what... That's how you know I don't know this shit too much, but I know that when I hear XOXO at any function, women start to lose their shit.
That's a fact.
That's a wicked song, bro. But that's what I'm saying. That's why he's a world boss, bro. Because like he has at least 15 to 20 songs just like that while he was in prison. Forget when he was free. Mm. So that's why they call him the world boss, just because of his impact on like... international cultures, because like you could play that, you could play a lot of his songs in Spanish speaking countries, and that shit go up too.
Well, he used to take me to all the dancehall parties. That nigga would have like a 45 minute set.
Like, bro. I just remember him.
That, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you was tapped in and outside during that era, bro, it's some nights you go out to parties and it's one DJ, all he playing is Cartel all night. Nigga.
Who's the new guy though? Is there a new guy?
Wasn't it Popcorn for a while? There's a bunch of
new guys. It's you got Popcorn.
Maya loves
like,
Dexter Daps.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all she listens to.
All the ladies love Dexter Daps.
She
loves
that motherfucker. Yeah,
he like the new generation Shabba Ranks.
I saw him on the internet throwing away his Caribbean Music Award. He put it in the trash and it was cussing him out.
Yeah, I mean.
Damn. That's...
I hate when people do stuff like that, but... I don't know what their relationship is with those award programs and stuff like that, but I hate to see when artists like shit on award shows. I liked it back in the day when motherfuckers appreciated the award shows.
Oh, you mean when the guys, people that were winning them actually had talent?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they actually showed up and they actually gave speeches and fucking performed and we ain't have to, you're not watching an award show seeing the same shit you see on Twitter. Skits and fucking Kai Cenat and shit like that.
Come
like,
on, man. We ain't got to shit on Kai.
Nah, you know why I'm going to shit on Kai Cenat?
We ain't got to shit on
Kai. Nah. I'm going to shit on Kai Cenat in defense of Wale, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Because...
Let me get my shit up. That was fucking crazy, bro.
Listen. You going to tell me...
Come on, bro.
Right? You don't know Wale. You don't know PYT Wale, right?
But you know
you know fucking All American Rejects.
All American fucking rejects, bro.
What the fucking
y'all can miss
hell?
Me with that kind of
thing. I can't
bullshit.
Believe. Come that on, you man. Find it hard to believe that a nigga don't know Wale.
No, it's not, it's that, not that, bro. You know everybody.
You know
nigga?
Every fucking body, but you don't know Wale, bro?
Come on,
bro.
Man. You bullshitting.
How was that guy's fault he don't know Wale?
He does.
He knows
him. Bullshitted, bro.
So,
that's
so,
what I'm
so
saying.
So you think he was playing him?
Yes.
Facts.
He was playing that man.
There is a reality where that man genuinely did not know Wale.
You cannot do that. You cannot tell me that.
No.
And then
not working the red carpet,
around,
bro. At the hip hop award, bro.
And sing All American Rejects. Not listen, but sing with them niggas. You can't do that to me.
There's no world. There's no world that exists that you guys can make me believe that little fucker didn't know that man.
I don't know. I don't believe the best of nobody, but I really just don't believe that the man was just trying to say fuck you, Wale. Nope. You niggas sound like Wale.
No.
Everybody's against me. Woe is me.
No.
Everybody hates me. Look what you guys are doing to me.
When Wale is wrong or he's in the wrong, I would say that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, there's no way artists and the people who Kai Cenat be interacting with, there's no way you missed Wale,
hold
nigga.
On, man.
No way.
Hold on, man. Let me Google
you
Kai
got,
Cenat.
Like, you got Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa.
Yes.
Smoke sessions.
Yes.
Wiz and Wale was
same
running
class.
Shit at the same time.
Not only that, if Kai Cenat goes to a party right now, he's going to sing, look, Ma, no hands. He's going to say that verse word for word right now.
Kai Cenat is 23 years old.
Okay.
Wale's heyday was a decade ago.
Did you not see the leader from All American Rejects? He looked like they just took the nigga off of Skid Row, dog.
That nigga look like he's 60.
Now, also... If we're comparing impact. I'd like to think that the All American Rejects are bigger. They've made bigger impact than Wale.
How? Where?
Good night,
you
guys.
You might be coming from a place of bias.
I see you guys next episode.
We have you on.
Niggas
want to
string me up with for my music opinions.
All American Rejects? Come on, man.
You want to string me up for my music opinions?
I mean, well,
and have the nerve to sit here with
us? Should we go to the charts? Where? How do you want to settle this? Should we go to the charts?
Let's do it.
Wale has fucking bona fide hits.
Where the fuck are the American Rejects on the charts, nigga?
A bona fide hit.
Sure. He has bona fide hits.
He got Bad. He
Lotus
got
Flower Bomb.
Lotus Flower Bomb.
Matrimony.
I didn't come here for this.
My bitch
this
bad
what you
want to
do?
Like a bag
I didn't come here for this.
Come on, bro. Mm-hmm.
But, I didn't come here to discuss Wale in 2025. That's not what I'm here for.
I know, but I didn't think you'd be fucking saying that. You'd be okay with saying that Kai Cenat doesn't know who the fuck Wale is. That's crazy.
I don't have a problem if he genuinely doesn't know. And I feel like he genuinely doesn't know.
I feel like
there's no way that the world is against Wale.
I don't think you can know so much about one end of the spectrum and not the other. So if you know All American Rejects, there's no way you could tell me you missed Wale.
And not only that, shame on the BET Hip Hop Awards for having that little clown on the red carpet at BET Hip Hop Awards.
So now he's a clown because he doesn't know Wale.
Yes, he's a fucking clown.
Jesus
he's a fucking
Christ,
clown.
Bro. That's
do your fucking Googles, bitch. Before you take the gig, fucking Googles.
How do you spell Obu Wale, bro? So I can do this fucking Google.
I'm not fucking African. I've been to Africa, but I'm not a fucking African. I don't speak Tagalog or whatever the fuck that is.
Oh,
that speak.
God.
That is a completely different...
This one, he's the most ignorant motherfucker we chose to do this shit with.
This nigga said Tagalog.
I'm not fucking speak
that. That's crazy.
Was that not African?
No.
That's Portuguese.
No, that's Philippines.
That's Filipino.
My bad.
Nigga don't know where the fuck he was at.
Where the fuck? What did I say, Portugal?
That's why they call me the world boss.
Yeah. Fuck out of here, nigga.
So.
Gentlemen, how we doing, huh?
Come on.
Oh, we didn't even get to that.
No, we didn't do anything.
Oh,
fucking,
shit.
Fucking Wale defense attorneys over there started going crazy.
Well.
We got you, Florian. We got you,
got
bro.
Got your back, dog.
Let these niggas do that to you, bro. I love Lotus Flower, bro.
I still think, not to stay on Wale, but like when I look back, signing to MMG was a grave mistake.
Why?
He should have went to Dreamville.
He should have went anywhere else.
And then did what?
I don't know.
He
but like
stayed independent.
You just spoke about Wale's heyday. Wale made so many hits during his heyday, and that was with MMG.
When Meek released I'm a Boss,
yeah.
Okay, that placed that made Rick Ross have to make a choice. And he made his choice.
That's fine. But they both were successful.
I think that like the trajectory that Wale was on.
Mm-hmm.
Before he signed MMG, he was supposed to be like the big three used to be the big four.
Yeah, but where
he was headed there.
I just don't know where he would have went. I just don't know where he would have went.
Young Money had Drake.
Yep.
No, I hear that argument, and then everybody had a team.
Rockefeller had J. Cole.
Do you remember when Drake, Kendrick, Cole, Wale, and Wiz seemed to be going like on the same arc?
Yeah.
And then Wiz decided to stay independent, so his arc began to fall. Wale just made a bad signing because everybody else went where they were supposed to go.
I feel like Wiz signed he signed to Weed because most of his money in that time, you talking about him falling off? That's when he was building the Weed brand.
I can't even say falling off as much as just not going to where the other three went.
Just not making
music. Because the other
three
niggas are out of here.
Yeah.
Like Kendrick, Drake, and Cole are out of here.
But
Wale was supposed to too have been fucking out of here.
But that's what I'm saying. Kendrick, the whole West Coast was behind Kendrick. Again, you had Young Money behind Drake. You had the whole Rock Nation team behind J. Cole. Who was gonna get behind Wale? Where was he gonna go?
I don't know. All I'm saying is nothing about MMG looks like you should be doing poetry there. Mm-hmm. Nothing about that shit feels like you should be doing Lotus Flower Bomb over there.
They made it work, though.
I hate to hear it, because
they made it work.
They made beautiful music.
They made it work, bro.
Not enough, man. Like he wasn't prior. Like, he wasn't, like, he should have been somebody's flagship artist.
For sure.
He should have been somebody's main project.
And I think that's his biggest gripe with what happened to him.
He's not wrong. I can see how, like, MMG, like, prioritized Meek. And they should have. He fit there like a fucking glove. He fit there.
Yeah.
Like, he belonged there.
Was he bad at maintaining relationships or something? Like, what Wale?
You mean Crash Out Wale?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that he is. I can't imagine that he's been, but still, he should have been somebody's main thing, because like his trajectory just seemed like he was going to be fucking out of here. It's not because of a lack of talent.
You know, I'm thinking he should have went with Jermaine Dupri.
You see what I mean? A nigga who could make you a little R&B ass and have hella collabs for you. Like, you should, I mean, So Def, I don't know. He definitely would have put you over Bow Wow. Like, you definitely could have been bigger than Bow Wow over there.
But he probably would have forced some fucking Bow Wow featured ass songs, and I don't want that. I don't need it.
He forced hella. Nigga, how many fucking Wale featuring Stalle tracks have we seen? Like, matter where you go, they're going to force features.
Yeah, they could have kept that.
They could have forced, but it's like, Whale should have been somewhere else.
Nah, you're right.
You think he would have worked on Dreamville? Like,
nah.
No,
don't look
like,
good.
Had like a ownership stake.
J. Cole was on
And Ari clearly is not happy where she is.
She left.
Oh, she left.
Whatever was happening at Dreamville wasn't it.
She clearly wasn't happy.
It was just a writing camp, if you ask
that's
me.
That's interesting.
Not really a record.
She got the fuck up out of there.
All of them got the fuck up out of there, nigga.
Boz, bass.
What is Dreamville right now today?
A festival.
J. Cole.
But that's what I'm saying.
The other nigga still there that did the bodies with Offset. What's his name? Jid.
Jid.
I think he's still there.
Oh, well, damn. If they got Jid, then they got something. Jid is tough like that.
He tough, but that's not enough.
Yeah, he's tough.
In this new era generation, you don't think so? With everybody else on the board, you wouldn't take Jid.
I would like to see him follow this project up, though. I'd like to see him follow it up. Yeah. Like, give me some lead singles that's actually going to place.
That's the thing with him too, though. I ain't really heard no say. He got some good verses on features and a couple good songs here and there for me, but I ain't heard him get on like no single type run yet where you could say, yeah, he about to break out. I don't know if that's in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, I too don't know.
I don't know. Like if you put Wale on Dreamville and you give him like ownership stake in the company, I think that might have been a beautiful situation. It could have been good.
But see, now you're talking about ownership. Because,
like, since you asked, I'm really thinking about where could Whale have gone, where he could have been somebody's priority. And it's like, I don't know, but it just feel like MMG just, it didn't work. Like, it was an experiment that didn't go well.
He could have went to Bad Boy, but he didn't want to do that.
But this is what I'm saying, like, because I'm also thinking about who has gone to Bad Boy since.
French Montana.
Okay, all right, let's change the subject before I get mad.
Okay. You asking me who went? You didn't say it had to be of somebody a certain caliber, nigga.
No, so it had to work. Speaking of
Fresh
which,
Fresh Montana
though,
worked that Bad Boy.
Fuck that Somalia.
Come on, man.
Okay, so we gonna say Fresh Montana didn't have a good Bad Boy run.
Congratulations to Frenchie for marrying the princess of Dubai.
That's a
great, great money move. Feel me?
Definitely won't be getting no more mac and cheese mixtapes.
Good.
Thank God.
Thank God.
But I'm saying, though, you don't think he had a good run at Bad Boy?
I'm not going to talk about Fresh Montana 2025, Chris. I'm so sorry for you. We're not going to delve into this subject.
We don't have to have a long conversation. I'm just asking you a simple question. It's yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Unequivocally, no. Absolutely no. No.
Why are you saying it like that? No. Why'd you say it like that?
I wanted to say with an exclamation mark.
It sounded like you were unsure about it. Like, no.
Have niggas heard about Xania Monet?
Who?
Who?
Beautiful. Xania Monet is a brand new AI artist that signed a $3 million deal. Okay?
Yeah, I heard about
so
that.
So apparently they let her release the music first. The women on TikTok have been singing these goddamn songs, mouthing them, creating dances for it. And then I think they kind of like pulled big reveal.
Yeah.
And people are like, fuck. I've been listening to AI music all this time.
Is that what Kehlani was going on a rant about?
That's precisely what she was going on a rant about.
Okay.
Didn't Timbaland just sign an AI artist?
Yeah, but like that was just a signing.
Yeah, Timbaland's like, not doing
it.
They
did this one in reverse. They let her put out the music first, capture the hearts of people, then say, got y'all ass. Okay, and she's AI.
So, and then signed her for a multi-million-dollar deal on top of that.
Who are they signing? If it's AI, what are they? What do you mean signing?
The programmer.
I guess the programmers, yeah.
It's a black girl as the programmer, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Come on, I don't believe that for a second, but I hope so.
That's who's signing the record deal, but the artist is the AI.
It sounds like a whole bunch of hogwash to me. I don't like it.
To me, it just sounds like a way to funnel the money back into the record label and not
there
having
you go.
To like.
I don't like
pay
it.
Anybody.
Yeah,
like
it.
A physical person.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to people want liking talent, bro?
Royalties
like, what the
go
fuck
back.
Is this? What is this shit, bro? Like, I don't understand, man.
To play devil's advocate, right?
The fuck,
if I were to put myself in the shoes of an executive, I can see how no longer having to deal with people is incredible.
Of course. I mean,
but you still have to deal. People still have to deal with the programmers.
Yeah, but shit. If you start tripping, I get another programmer.
I about to say, you don't think a programmer's personality is a lot more easy to deal with than an artist's personality?
I would assume so, because
it's something that I could fucking, like, I don't need you necessarily.
Yeah.
It's just another nigga with a college degree at this point.
And you, as a programmer, you know that. So you got to humble yourself.
You got to humble yourself. And it's like, especially if they own all the IP for the artist. They own all the songs.
I just don't like
there's
it.
There's no entourage. There's no saying no. Oh, nobody getting mad about dance rehearsals.
So what happens now? Like, I'm as a concert goer, I'm never going to be able to see this person live?
No. Nigga, holograms.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Do it in that dome shit in Las Vegas.
You could do 7 cities in one night. Hologram.
The art, at the same time. The art form is dead, man. What the fuck is this?
Wow.
There's no way you guys are okay with this bullshit, bro. Stop
nigga,
it.
Imagine you Stop could put it. On a show in Miami, Las Vegas, New York, and California.
You can do a world tour in 2 days.
I like to see real fucking talent. I want to see a real person singing for real, dancing for real, rapping for real, whatever the fuck it is that you do. I want to see you doing your hit records in front of me. Fucking goddamn hologram.
What would that do for you?
Here's the problem.
What does it do for me? I got to see my favorite artist perform music.
What's the difference? Good music.
Have helped this happen.
I'm not saying they haven't.
Have you seen Mary J. Blige and her lackluster performances? Mm-hmm. Lauryn Hill never showing up on time.
Genuine.
Motherfuckers being coked up and canceling. Genuine doing bullshit.
Whatever the fuck Genuine be high and drunk on stage,
and canceling because of quote unquote dehydration. If they valued this shit enough and treated it like it should have been, there'd be no room for this.
That's a fact.
I still don't like it, bro.
No, I don't love it. As a nigga who creates art, I clearly don't love a robot doing art.
This is an attack on art, bro.
But shit, I can clearly see how it works for some people.
But how would you, all right.
Nobody benefits from this except for
the labels.
The big suits, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like you're only so calm about it because AI hasn't really infiltrated comedy yet.
Nigga, what do you mean?
Yes, the fuck they have.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. And look at your social media.
It's all AI shit.
None of this shit is real, bro.
The only thing this shit can't do is make vegan food.
I'm talking about stand-up. AI can't do stand-up, bro.
Not yet. But like the same way we saw Tupac via hologram, and that was fucking years ago.
Michael was the first one. Remember they did the Michael Jackson one?
So imagine how good that shit might be right now.
Oh, no. Hologram right now is excellent.
Yeah, they did. You're right. They did the Tupac one with...
It's some Star Trek shit right now.
That was so long ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was over a decade ago.
I was trying not to say a decade because I wasn't sure, but if it's a decade ago, it's been a decade ago.
I know the Michael one was in 2014.
That's a decade ago. So at that point, imagine how sophisticated it is now. Imagine how good it is now. All I'm saying is...
I'm sure the younger generation is going to love it because that's all they know.
They're not going to mind.
They're not going to mind. But as a nigga that came from seeing niggas live and relying on real talent, bro.
There was other artists that Drake signed that they were saying was AI artist, but I don't remember the nigga name.
Four Bats.
It was saying Four Bats was AI nigga.
Yeah, but he's real though.
He's real?
Yeah, he's real. He's a real dude. Like
the actual person.
Has that been confirmed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no. You know what? Because the nigga that they said it was is just a nigga in a fucking ski mask.
You see what I mean?
So you see what I mean?
No, there was a...
he could be he anybody.
Came out, he came out.
But his face, though, I know he was doing interviews with the ski mask on for a minute.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? That could be a random OVO
nigga. But he's also come and go. Like, you see how quickly they...
Because those could have genuinely have been experiments. Let's just see if they will take this and eat this up. Because, mind you, this Xenia Monae girl, she sounds incredible, and she's singing K. Michelle Heartbreak music, and women were online eating it up.
So let's say AI came
out. Talk about some AI don't have a soul. I can't fucking tell.
See, let's say AI came out. Let's say AI came out 30 years ago. If it came out 30 years ago, and it gets to this point where you guys are talking about, we never get a Chris Brown. Chris Brown's lore comes mainly from his stage performance. You don't get to see that, bro. You don't get to experience that.
Why could we not? Essentially, AI can synthesize whatever he's doing without the domestic violence and colorism.
And the lisp, too. Don't forget the lisp.
All I'm saying is, moonwalking without beating bitches, sign me up.
We already had that, by the way, Michael.
Moonwalking without beating bitches, nah?
We already had that.
That's way too long. Madness. That's complete madness.
Chris still thinks it's 2018, bro. He wants the most egregious
this
title.
This nigga's mad.
He thinks it's still 2019, bro.
How y'all boys feel about the rumors about Drake potentially scraping Iceman?
It's going to break my heart.
He needs to.
I need to hear it.
He's dropped nothing but shit.
You mean like not releasing it?
He's dropped nothing but garbage, bro. He needs to.
It's been so long.
He needs to.
Maybe 2 years.
Nokia isn't going to be on Iceman.
No, it was on the Party Next Door and Drake album.
Okay, because I was going to say, that shit's actually been picking up traction lately. I've been hearing it in commercials and shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, a whole year later. Wow. Nice.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it takes things a couple of years to bubble.
Get that fucking Target bullshit the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
So they leaked it. Well, it got leaked.
Man, and he now leaked that shit.
And now he's scraping it. I feel like
I'm gonna go find the leak.
He leaked the shit. He does that. He leaks shit to see what the temperatures are like out there. And when it's cold.
Yeah, that's, I ain't gonna lie. He's been doing that shit damn near his whole career.
Who the fuck gets the access to the Drake
entire
files,
industry
bro?
Does that? Come on, it's common practice.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Let's not go nuts here.
No, but the thing is, he's making it seem like, oh, someone came and stole the files.
He's not the first
liar.
What are we doing?
Fuck out of here.
The first liar, guys.
You dropped bullshit. We heard the bullshit. Yeah, get back to the drawing board, bitch.
This coming from a nigga who didn't hear it. I can't take you seriously.
I don't need to hear it. It's crap.
You see what I mean? Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
Name the last good Drake song that you tapped into the feet to.
We had this conversation 2 pods ago. I'm not going into this fucking ring around the rosy with you ignorant niggas who won't listen anyway. I'm not doing this.
You call us ignorant and you shit on Wale.
Oh, God. This fucking geriatric ass nigga. It's 10 years ago. He should have been where Drake is. But guess what?
Huh? Colorism.
Facts.
If you really want to talk about it.
We spoke about the biggest streamer in the fucking world right now, Blackest Star. Haitian and Black. The blackest kind.
That won't be for long.
Oh, I know.
There's a guy that's building all these water wells in Africa. I forgot his name. He's a streamer. I think he's going to be one of the biggest. I forgot his name. Mr. Beast or some shit. That's what they call him.
Yeah. No.
Oh, Mr. Beast.
Mr. Hey, Beast.
Yeah. Are y'all scared of that nigga or no?
Who?
Mr. Beast.
Why? I don't know enough about him. I don't know.
He doing a lot of shit. He just doing like things though, like low key. It's a little scary.
So we should be scared of somebody that does things?
Like that.
But what is he? Oh, the water shit?
Nah, like the nigga does a lot of like competitions for money where he compromise
a lot of
people,
Hunger
Games
shits.
Hunger Games.
Stay chained to your ex for 6 weeks and you win $250,000.
He's a sick white dude.
Yeah,
bro. He's Willy Wonka with no candy.
Exactly, dog. That nigga's a little creepy, bro.
Like a white dude.
Yeah, but like rich.
You're describing every white dude I know.
And all the shit that
I don't understand. Well, you're describing every white devil I know.
I don't know, dog.
Where's Brother Hassan?
I don't know. I feel uncomfortable with a random rich person being able to access like pyramids that they told people no, you can't get in here.
Money.
Like if you was to try to go in there, they'd be like, nah.
Yeah, I don't have money.
That's a problem, bro.
This is America, brother.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But these pyramids ain't even in America.
Says who? This could be a hologram.
All right, come on, please. Has anyone seen Ye's documentary?
Which one is out? I thought it was coming out.
It has a new one. I've been seeing the clips from it.
Yeah, I've seen the clips from it, but I don't think it's out. It's not out right now.
All right, good. I'm not going to watch it anyway, but...
No, I'm going to watch it.
I saw the other one that was on Netflix. I didn't see a new one.
I just want to be a part of disparaging Ye.
It's showing like...
You don't fuck with Ye?
It's raw and uncut.
So help me here.
Okay, it just...
At least the clips look like it.
I don't think that Ye is in the best of health.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's obvious. Yeah.
And then he also doesn't trust anybody able to provide help.
Yeah.
So it's like, while he's here, this isn't the kind of Ye that I want to watch and subscribe to.
But would you trust anybody after they done showed you half the people around you is double A's?
He's wrong.
Not blame him for feeling the way he feels.
But he's
a psychopath.
He's clearly not well.
Yeah, he's not well.
Or maybe he's really, really well.
And we're the crazy ones. Yeah. It could be.
I saw a clip online of him just screaming at Kris Jenner, like, at the top of his lungs. And I don't know what it was about, but, like, he was on a rampage. So he's clearly not well.
Why? Because he yelled at a white woman? Come on.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, see, the way that he was doing it. Like, why are you yelling at her?
Now we talking.
Let's she's the brains behind the operation. She's the one, bro.
He's yelling at Master's wife? He must be ill.
Let's unpack that.
She's
unpack
the one that pulls the strings, bro. You want to unpack what?
Ben taking offense to him yelling at a white woman.
Come on, let us like a great
offense. Nobody's taking offense. Go crazy, brother.
Brother Twitter gonna come after that nigga.
Go crazy. I don't give a fuck. I honestly feel like he's been in the belly of the beast, which is the Kardashian, the cool Kardashian clan. And he's been in the belly of that beast for way too long.
Four kids, man. Three or four kids? Three? I don't know how many.
No man has come out unscathed after getting that Kardashian
Not
pussy.
Not one.
You get that Kardashian pussy, you're done for.
Something bad is gonna happen to
Travis
you.
Travis Scott. Oh, what? His girl's not a Kardashian, is she?
Nah, she was a Jenner, but same shit. You could say that.
Her dad's a freak.
So. Sabimal. Sabimal might be worse. Sabimal.
Worse.
Yeah, being a Jenner might be a little worse than being a Kardashian. No cap.
Tiger's done.
Nick used to be a track star. Nah, he's a fucking...
Speaking of track star, well, not track star, but basketball star. Congrats to Aja Wilson for winning MVP.
GOAT.
And motherfucking... She was cold defensive. Defensive player of the year as well. If only her fucking boyfriend could give us one of
Come
them.
Come on, man.
We'd
Come
be
on.
Thrilled.
Come on, okay? Bam.
Fuck that nigga, and hopefully it rubs off. Hopefully it fucking rubs off. But
are you talking about Bam?
Yes, yeah. Bam.
Adebayo.
Yes, Bam. You Adebayo.
I think it's rubbing off the other way around.
Yo, fuck, she's stealing his powers.
Yeah.
On some Space Jam shit.
Yep. That fuck nigga never.
Every
had any.
Time he nutted her, bro, she get better and better.
Excuse me. What just happened?
Hey, he is nutting defense into her.
That's insane.
Uploading that shit.
You know, I would pay for OnlyFans video to see a WNBA star have sex. I think that would be totally interesting.
I think they have something. I think they have what you're looking for.
What's her name?
What's that?
Stud Butts.
Liz Cambridge?
Stud Butts?
Hey, you read my mind.
Yeah.
Liz Cambridge.
But she's not doing no fucking.
She not?
No, she just
I haven't subscribed.
She's just throwing her big ass body around. That's all. She's just throwing her big ass body around.
She's dating KD.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
That skinny nigga handle that?
Did they confirm it or did they? Because I seen the same thing you talking about. He might have just greased though.
KD needs a date with a brush.
I don't know if KD date.
Somebody get that nigga a fucking brush, bro. Our boy said tattoo.
I just need to see one of these WNBA bitches reproduce. With the NBA nigga and give me what I'm trying to see here.
No, they're going to create an absolute freak.
Hell no. They're going to create the opposite of what you think they're going to create. Put money on that.
A short scholar?
Hell yeah. Going to create a coach.
But you know, all the NBA legends, a lot of them, they're when they have sons, they end up wanting to be girls. Mm-hmm. Like Magic, Wade. There's a few of them freaks out there.
This is just two examples. Come on.
The successful ones.
Don't do this, brother. Please don't do this. Okay?
Mighty sure.
I will not be a part of disparaging Dwayne Wade. Okay? I want no parts.
Remember when that nigga Wade called Dwayne Wade, she Wade?
Hey, speaking of D-Wade.
I will not wade into those waters.
And I love Wade. That's my favorite player of all time, dog. But
speaking
God
of D-Wade. Did y'all see Udonis statue?
I didn't see it.
He got a statue?
They said I seen a post.
No. I'm gonna say why.
Online,
he's the man
with Dwayne Wade comment. It could be AI because the shit looks so much like he don't got Udonis no statue, Haslam, bro.
He ain't got no statue, bro. I would have known.
There's no reason why he should have a statue before Alonzo Mourning.
Y'all didn't let me get to the point.
What?
The statue is the nigga on a bench.
Okay.
All right, man.
You see?
Okay.
Nigga's not serious, okay?
You had me for a second.
Nigga's not serious, man.
But then I thought about it. Why would he have one?
Come on.
We already went far enough giving him the jersey, all right? We retired the jersey. All right, bro. It's in the Raptors. But a fucking statue, but like you said, before Zoe or before Tim Hardaway is nuts.
and no disrespect or no hate, UD.
Yeah, because he follows us. So.
But wait, yeah. Tim Hardaway not a Miami Heat champion?
He be in the city, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can see him at a gas station.
So, World Boss and UD, my name is Ben. I didn't mean anything by it.
Hey,
UD really be in the city.
I'm the one who sent you the t-shirt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Come after them niggas.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, Udonis, we already got problems, bro. No hard feelings on this end. Yeah, me and him, me and you. I don't think he fucked with me.
What you do?
So one time, right, me and Reggie went to this event. You remember that shit? Me and Reggie went to this event, bro. We pull up to the event.
Where he was there?
D-Wade and Udonis outside vibing. Fucking Reggie, dog. Start fucking with these niggas, bro. Like, he went up to D-Wade and was like, oh my God. Like, you know, just fanning out. So I'm like, all right, you know, I fan out too. And I know you fuck with D-Wade. So I ain't say nothing. Let dog fan out. He's gonna take a picture with him. The nigga pulled the phone out and was like, he's taking a picture, but it's a video. So he's recording these niggas like, you taking a picture or a video? And he was like, nah, it's a video. Look, look, look. D-Wade was like, oh, nah, I don't subscribe to none of this shit he got going on. I don't know him. Like, this nigga started getting on to me like, I'm with D-Wade and you dodging some of my niggas.
Where is this video?
Reggie sent me the video, right? Because Reggie texted me. He goes, yo, Rick, I just met D-Wade. Never meet your heroes. I said, what the fuck happened? He said, he's a total jerk. He's a fucking asshole. I said, what did he do to you? He said, I'm going to send you the video. He sends me the fucking video. Just like Chris says, the nigga, first Wade was telling him, he was like, because Wade had just got in trouble for this guy that was a fan who was saying he was affiliated with Wade because there's a video of Wade dapping him up after the Heat game. So at this time, Wade was trying to say to Reggie, he was like, yo, I don't know what you do. I don't know who you are. He kept telling Reggie, he said, I don't know who you represent, who you're with, who you're affiliated with. So I don't want to be online if you're some scammer or some shit. Reggie's like, don't worry about it, bro. I'm good. D-Wade's like, it's not good enough for me. So then D-Wade agreed to him to say, he told him, all right, I'll take a picture with you. Reggie said, all right, cool. So Reggie knowingly clicks on a video. He's like, that's not a picture, that's a video. Reggie said, it's all right, man, it'll be all right. So then that's how that happened.
It's hilarious because Reggie thinks that Wade is the asshole.
Yeah.
Right? He thinks that Wade is the asshole now.
Nigga calls me at 2 in the morning to tell me never meet your heroes.
Fuck out of here.
Are you fucking stupid, you idiot?
The heroes should never meet you. You.
And I just feel like I'm somebody, bro. Like, if you see me somewhere once and I bothered you, I feel like if I'm somebody, if you see me again, you're going to be like, hey, that's that nigga that was fucking with me last time.
I think it was
I feel like me, you could just see me and recognize me from the last time you seen me.
I think it was the three of us. We went to Wayward one time. We saw Haslam, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then he was hiding out in the back. You know.
He was at Wood Tavern.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking 6'9 trying to hide. Come on, brother.
But there was a reason why
insanity.
He was hiding. Insanity.
Insanity. Shout out to the OG, UD, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Hard pivot. Anybody got plans on watching him starring Marlon Wayans?
I do.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
Yo, Jordan Peele get a lot of hate. What's up with that?
I don't know, but I'm seeing a lot of negative reviews, and it's only been out not too long.
Yeah.
But I also...
It looks interesting.
It looks very interesting.
Yeah.
But also, I know how the NFL gets down. And it's like anything negative involving football in the NFL, they're going to try to put out bad press and shit on it. So I'm really dying to see it for myself to see if it really is as bad as people are saying that it is.
That's what they did to that concussion movie.
They're okay.
They shit on
that
movie.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And that movie wasn't bad.
It was a really good movie. There was a smear campaign that the NFL put out because it fucks with the product.
They buried that shit, nigga.
They buried it.
Come on, you know how the NFL
That movie ain't even on Netflix.
Oh, you going to find it nowhere.
I didn't even remember it until y'all just brought it up.
But that movie changed how the NFL dealt with concussions.
It's a Will Smith movie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can bury a Will Smith movie, your money long.
Yeah. NFL don't fuck around, bro. I'm surprised that Jordan Peele got the green light to do this shit.
And he's only the producer. Apparently he didn't write or direct.
Nah, because you know, I heard Marlon Wayans wrote this shit. Damon was on Club Shay Shay earlier this year. And in his interview, he was mentioning a movie that Marlon wrote that was originally the movie was about a comedian that was extremely successful and his understudy meeting him and getting pulled into that world. But in order, I guess, to revamp it or recreate it, they switched it to a sports. You know what I'm saying? But when Damon did the interview, he literally described this movie. That's why, to me, it's confusing why everybody is looking at like, oh my God, what is Marlon doing in this type of movie? Or like, I don't under, because I seen when they was talking about him writing this shit. And that's surprising to me that he ain't come out and say that, oh yeah, I wrote this.
I don't know. I'm probably gonna go see it this weekend.
Nah, if you can take a second and watch that Damon Wayans interview on Club Shay Shay, because he talked about the movie for a good.
I remember him talking about the comedian minutes. Movie. That yeah, I remember that part.
And to me, like when I seen this, I was like, bro, that's the same movie. Just you took out comedian and put football.
When does it release?
It's out already.
It's out right now.
Nah, but I'm gonna go watch it, man. I personally like Jordan Peele movies. If I had to rank them, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting Get Out first, Us second, and what you call it? Nope, probably be my least favorite of all.
Get Out was but good.
I fuck with most of his movies, bro.
Because he didn't most write of his projects or direct. Too. Could we consider this to be a Jordan Peele movie? Because a producer could mean. You gave money, yeah. Supervised, you hung out. Like a producer can, it can mean a wide variety
but
of
I
things.
But I think he's taking it as like, he had like creative direction in the movie too. Because even Marlon was saying like a lot of the why it went the way it went is through Jordan Peele team and what they call Monkey Paw.
Speaking of monkeys.
Hi.
Shut the fuck up. Did we get a load of Adrian Bronner, guys?
Oh my bro. Goodness. Bro.
Sick nigga, bro.
That's I like, how, you remember when I like we, how everybody's sick of that nigga.
You remember when we used to do Clown of the Week? This would be the perfect time to bring back Clown of the Week, bro. Because that shit right
clown
there,
of the year,
one,
bro.
It was hard to watch.
It was hard to fucking watch. And you could visibly see and hear her discomfort. And
that's what
her
I'm
lap.
Saying. Forget what it. Cam was talking about. Yeah, like, you could see she wasn't comfortable with the nigga, bro. She was trying to laugh her way through that shit the whole time. And every time she's just looking off to the side like, you can stop any minute.
Yeah.
And he just kept going, like, bro. He had to be high or something.
Do y'all see the talk that's going around? Everybody's like, "Yeah, Cam did a good job," but within it, he was telling Adrian like her boyfriend is here. So y'all did that dilute what he was saying? Like the fact that he told him he had to get out, but he kept mentioning that she had a boyfriend there. Does that change anything for you guys?
I think when you say that, it's to let that nigga know that I see you and don't come on stage and fuck up my show.
Yeah,
because for me. If I'm her boyfriend, I'm thinking, nigga, do I need to hop on stage? Right? But like with Cam saying that, I think Cam is trying to let the nigga know, hey, please don't fuck shit up.
Oh, nah.
It's being taken care of from over here.
I don't see, nah. So how I seen it was, it's like steps, right? Like, hey, step one, I'm going to tell you she got her boyfriend right here, right? So please chill so we can continue the show. And if you keep going, step two, nigga, I'm kicking you out. You keep going. Step three, we got to kick your ass.
And mind you, Cam said that they had to stop the show a few times. So like all that we saw wasn't all that happened.
Yeah.
So they had to stop the show a few times on top of him being told a few times.
Yeah, because remember he said it. He was like, bro, I told you her boyfriend. So they probably stopped it. He explained to him like, hey, that's her boyfriend right there. The nigga holding the camera. So chill. And then
I guess what they're saying is that it's admirable what he did, but they were saying that it no matter what, because of his behavior, the recourse should have been him getting kicked out just because of his behavior. Fuck her having a boyfriend.
So you mean
they're saying that yeah, he did an admirable thing, but
they don't feel like he did it for the right reason.
Yeah, it's like if she didn't have a boyfriend, would that still have happened?
So basically, as a black man. Again, once again, it's been proven that the world is just a hard place to try to please everybody, bro.
Yes, pretty much.
You could do the right thing and still be wrong as a black man. Because at the end of the day, he still showed up. He still stepped in and said, hey,
there's women saying, yeah, if
but the way you said cut this out ain't good enough. Come on, man.
They're saying if she didn't have a boyfriend, would he have still kicked her out? Or why does that matter? Da, da, da. I'm like, bitch, he still kicked the guy out.
If it was a fifth, we'd be drunk, nigga.
Nothing is worse than being around the homie with no situational awareness around the women, bro.
No dick discipline, bro.
Okay?
Like,
nothing is worse than having to tell your homie, hey, man.
Calm down, you're horny.
You wilding the fuck out. The girls, you about to blow it for everybody. Please fucking relax.
And those situations are so fucking scary, dog. Because when a nigga's that far gone, there's no telling what he's liable to do, bro.
He can't see himself for what he really is in dog, that moment.
That's just scary, bro.
Horny and drunk are both powerful forces.
That's what I was gonna say. I think that nigga was on drugs, bro. He was on something.
He was drunk or high.
Yeah, he was talking.
He was something.
Because I feel like just the way he was tracking what Cam said, he had to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Because
remember the first clip that went viral, he had to say, I'm sorry, like, I know you told me to stop, but, like, yeah. It was him, like, that had to be, like, his third time offending the fucking house rules.
Like, he had no impulse control.
No. Nah. Zero. Can you imagine what that nigga probably is like off camera?
CTE.
Monster.
That boy is corporate thugging.
Speaking about him as corporate.
Speaking of boxers, huh? Mm. Y'all, I thought you were talking to me. I was say, I'm no junkie.
I ain't talking to you.
I'm no junkie.
You would never.
I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't do that dope. I don't smoke that crack.
Yeah, me either.
Are you? Are you cold and smoky?
I look like passing my joint to a square-ass nigga like him.
Weed is for losers and slackers.
This square-ass nigga up out of here, banging. Man. Next subject, bro. Can we move on?
Boxers.
I was going to talk about how Bud beat the shit out of what's his face.
The Mexican?
I'm bleeding on me, sure.
Canelo.
Canelo Alvarez. That's the first red-headed Mexican I've ever seen. For years, I thought he was Irish.
Caught a nigga Rojo in the streets.
Rojo.
My bro, Rojo.
El Rojo.
Because you know they probably did growing up. They probably really did.
I thought that nigga was Irish, bro. And I heard that nigga speaking Spanish. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hold up.
He speak Spanish?
They said that nigga Mexican. I'm like, oh shit.
It's only funny because every expert was like, Bud can't win. He finna get his ass beat. And it's like, I let them convince me because I don't
That's
follow
how I
boxing.
Knew he was going to win.
I don't know why they thought that. Have you not seen Canelo?
The fact that you got to convince
Have you guys
me
have seen Canelo
lose?
Fight before? Like, I mean, these last few fights, he looks slow. He looks old. Bud is, I mean, even though Bud is older than him.
They're about the
him,
same age, though.
Yeah, like, Bud is 3 years older than him. Yeah. But Bud is on another level, bro.
Oh, no, Ben, hold that down, man. I got.
Oh, no, I won't be holding it down.
Okay.
Like I
You're the only junkie here, pal. Okay?
I'm not going to go that far.
Huh? This is your brain on drugs.
You're the only drug abuser here, brother.
That's awesome. That means I'm in good company.
But whooped that nigga ass, bro. I'm sorry. But whooped his ass, dog. It was a good fight, though.
It was entertaining. I mean, I don't like to watch little niggas fight because going 12 rounds is ridiculous. Somebody should be asleep by round 4 or 5. Personally, but...
So you don't like boxing?
Bro. No, bro. I like heavyweight fights, bro.
You like brutality. You don't like boxing.
I do. What do you mean? What are we watching it for?
I'm saying like boxing.
To
like,
see the sweet dance that is boxing? No, yeah. Bro. I want to watch niggas sleep.
I want to watch niggas parry punches and
I want to watch Kimbo Slice fights.
But that's what I'm saying. You like brutality.
What a great time.
Oh, you see what I mean?
What a great time.
The Kimbo Slice era was amazing.
Yeah.
Hey. It single-handedly carried YouTube.
That's the first time a punch ever sounded wet to me. Pause.
Wait. I saw a nigga leave with his eyeball out of his
that's
socket.
That's what I'm saying. When he hit him in the eye.
And tried to tell Kimbo, good fight. Nigga, for who, brother?
When he hit it, bro. Yeah,
this fight was not, nothing about this fight was good. Nothing.
Do y'all remember the sound of that punch?
Wet.
That shit sounded so fucking like, yeah, heart condition.
Couldn't be from an outside source. It had to be something within.
Yeah. Something failed him inside.
I just remember that era of YouTube watching Kimbo hop out the car, walk to the ring, and fight immediately. No stretch,
no
warm
just
up,
get out of the car,
no pleasantries.
Just put the hands up.
Put the hands up and start fighting. And beat the nigga ass.
It wasn't no crazy stance neither. It's just right under the chin. Let's go.
It's crazy too. The niggas like that be big and strong and tough like that die from the craziest things. Like they die from like a broken heart. Like die from the most random shit, dog.
Rest in peace, Mr. Slice.
Not for real.
Okay, the world hasn't been the same.
No, but when he went to UFC, yeesh.
Nah, nigga.
He's a street fighter.
Once they threw in feet, everything
heart,
changed.
That was his heart?
His heart failure.
Heart failure.
Damn.
You said broken heart. You a prophet.
Damn.
All right, man. That's crazy, Ricky.
Congestive heart failure.
Don't say nothing about me, nigga.
Congestive heart failure. I don't know what that means. Rick, you went to medical school. What's congestive heart failure?
His heart failed congestively.
Yes.
Yes.
He didn't even fucking hesitate. This shit. You're such a gifted liar. This shit came out so quickly.
A weakness of the heart that leads to buildup of fluid in the lungs and surrounding body tissues.
Isn't that what I said?
Oh, nigga.
A broken heart, yep.
That shit don't,
I
don't,
told niggas a broken heart. Listen,
you don't stand a chance. While we here, let's take a serious turn and talk about Brother Trey Reed.
Who?
The nigga who they tried to convince us hung himself from a tree.
Come on, bro. Niggas don't do that. Niggas don't.
Don't they try to do this shit like every year?
Bro.
That just happened.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. I'm not saying niggas are above suicide. No. That's not what I'm saying.
Not, yeah, not a chance. Not. And niggas will commit suicide by hanging themselves, for sure.
But from a tree?
No, that's cap.
Yeah.
First of all, logistically, I don't see how that how that works.
I don't see how it's convenient.
When there are pills, guns, trains, traffic, I'm gonna hang myself on some Selma shit.
I'm gonna climb a tree, because you gotta be up there first. So you climb the tree. I'm gonna take a rope. I'm gonna tie it securely on the tree.
I can't hog tie people. No. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Oh man.
Like, dog, do you know that when you do that now, you got to test the rope to make sure that when you do drop, it don't just unhinge and you hit the ground. So now you got to make sure the rope's strong enough to hold up your body.
That's just bullshit.
And then you go back up the tree to proceed to hang yourself?
Mind you, it happened the same week they call it HBCUs and making death threats because they pissed off about this Charlie Kirk shit. And it's like, it happened too close in succession for me.
No, bro, that's retaliation. I don't like any of it. For sure.
They're literally calling us idiots, bro. Like, come on, dog. Like, there's no way you can make me fucking believe that this young man went and fucking lynched himself.
Shit is offensive.
Kaepernick paid for the
autopsy.
Independent autopsy.
Yeah. He's a real nigga, bro.
Sometimes. But, you know, this time, definitely.
I'm glad he putting that NFL money to use.
You're a funny guy. You're funny. I like that you never let light skinned niggas off the hook. I really appreciate that about you.
But you know what?
Light skinned niggas, bro. I'm not. Bro, all right, continue.
but at least, no, the man, he stands for something, though. He put in the money where his mouth is.
That's what I'm saying. Because like, do you understand? Because apparently, whatever autopsy that they did is fuckery. You pay for the independent one and really just see what's going on.
Where is it? Isn't like Mississippi or some shit like that?
I believe Mississippi. Yeah, it's a man. Especially, I feel like niggas in Mississippi, I can't hang myself from no tree.
When in Mississippi history has Mississippi done justice for black people?
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Shut your fucking mouth.
That's the only fucking thing I know about a fucking Mississippi. All right? Don't fucking talk to me about this goddamn Mississippi. All right? Don't fucking tell me this guy, this young
ain't
man
that
fucking
where that
killed
shit come
himself.
From there and hang you in a Mississippi second?
Mississippi second.
Come on, man. We got to be realistic, people. Stop letting them pull the wool over
Such
your eyes.
Evil colloquialisms.
What did you just say?
Colloquialism.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said colonialism.
No, I mean that too.
What's a colloquialism? No, seriously, what the fuck is that?
It's just like
welcome
sayings.
To Vocabulary Corner with Ben.
Yeah, right.
Today's word of the day is colloquialism.
Ben, use it in a sentence.
Such an evil. I just did.
Yeah, go ahead. Ben putting that degree to work on you fuck niggas, man.
For real.
Ben, remember that girl colloquialism from high school?
This may be old news, but it's still very entertaining to me. Young Future changed his last name from... whatever. What's Future's name? Wilborn, some shit?
Yeah, Wilborn or
Wilborn
some shit.
Wilborn.
The Davidus, Wilborn.
To Wilson. So now he's Future Wilson, which is honestly sounds much cooler. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a jet. Like sounds like a Jetson.
The world is mad at the guy for being a dad. I mean, wow.
Now, and mind you,
again, black man can't do no right.
We don't fucking know these people, I'm just looking. I'm just based on. We don't fucking know these people.
We're just bullshitting.
So this is just based on what I've seen. Future, as per usual, no statement.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing's gonna say.
He's never getting too comfortable. No statement.
He literally, like the song says.
But now, the Nickeloons are online. Are in a fucking uproar.
Mm-hmm.
Furious. Pissed. They see this as disrespect.
Yeah.
But also, like, you don't know what it's like to be the only nigga in your house with a different last name, bro.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just the Wilson family.
That ain't your real brother, nigga.
That's tough. That ain't even your daddy.
Yeah.
You mean you got Wynn Wilson, Sierra Wilson, got the girl and Russell Wilson, and you fucking Future and Adavius Wilborn? That's crazy. You want to feel like part of the team?
You gotta start paying rent. If we ain't got the same last name in my house, you paying rent.
And you know too, because I think she said it was done a long time ago, just got out recently. But I think for that to happen, if I'm not mistaken, I think both parents have to agree to that. So who's to say that Future's not okay with it?
Even if you don't, because I'm going to keep it a buck with you. As a baby daddy, there's not much that can happen with my children that A, I don't know about, and B, can happen without my permission.
That's what I'm saying.
Which means that like either you gave permission.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you're not in a position to give permission.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse.
I think it's the second one.
Yeah, because
I don't know about that, bro.
What you mean?
Like, why wouldn't he be in a position? Like, he's still the child's father, bro. Like,
it could be different legally. We have no idea what the legal.
You got NFL money fighting you in court, nigga. You can't make enough hits to fight the NFL money. How good a rapper you are?
What I'm saying, to legally change someone's last name?
Yeah.
Dog.
If I get the right lawyers to take you to court,
you can't
trust
just go.
Me, I could change whoever last name I want.
I don't care how much money you have. You can't just go to a judge and say, hey, change that baby's last name. You cannot just do that.
So then what?
If Sierra got 100% custody.
Because that's what I'm saying. If she got sole custody.
Because her lawyers are that fucking fire.
She probably do what the fuck she want to do.
Just get updates.
All I'm saying is there is a
on the internet. No,
all I'm saying, and updates you don't care about, by the way. All I'm saying is that
still ignore.
There is a world where Future was just okay with it, and it's like fuck it, go ahead. There is a world that's saying that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's just. I don't think it's responsible for people to just say she went and just changed that kid's
name.
But
it's one thing to be okay with something that you don't have a choice in.
Because you know what?
But we don't know that's what I'm saying.
Right?
Both could be true. That's very dangerous.
We don't know these people. They all could three just be very cordial.
That's what I'm saying.
Very cool.
That's a dangerous game, bro.
Like, Future is a toxic guy in his lyrics.
In his music.
But he's also sober. So, like, he clearly isn't his rap song.
Yeah, at all.
So he could just be a super cool, yeah, sure, of course. I love you guys. In a perfect world, I love you guys.
That is so good. I would love to see that as a skit.
I'm telling you,
like Future and Russell could be drinking buddies.
Facts. Imagine.
That's what I'm saying.
Imagine them niggas got to link up in the dark.
Future
is
how old? Now, Future's he's a teenager now.
Yeah.
If y'all still got beef after they've been married a decade, somebody's petty.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And and Future got like, what, 4 BMs? Hey, man, look, if I could find one trying to be peaceful.
Also, it could be that Future probably could have said, again, we don't know. We're just speculating because we don't know shit. He could have said, hey, I don't want to make these child support payments no more. Then she probably said counter and said, well, give me full custody and let me check his last name and I'll take you off papers.
Russell has probably seen half a billion from the from the NFL by now.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man.
Half a fucking billy.
Hey, man.
All the Hawaiian shirts he wants to buy, he can afford.
As a rapper, when your girl leave you for an NFL nigga, you lost, dog.
Speaking of which, come on, Chris. Have anybody heard the new Cardi B album?
Hey, that's it. Yes. Hey, you see where I was going with this?
Huh?
Fire.
Huh?
Fire.
Huh?
Fire.
With the Dwayne Wade alley-oop. It just hands up. Hands up. When your wife leave you for an NFL nigga, what you gonna do, brother? When karma comes for you, brother, what you gonna do?
Cry on the internet?
Let me tell you.
Nah, nigga, you cry in the dark.
I'll say it again. Trying to go cheat for cheat with a Dominican woman is crazy.
Suicide.
Cheat for cheat with a woman.
With any woman.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
You are not gonna win that fight.
It's crazy.
I'm here to tell you.
El suicide.
You are not going to win.
Hey, because so I haven't heard the album yet, because I'm a heterosexual, so I haven't listened just yet.
It's fire.
But the women are saying nothing but great things.
And by women, he means me. It's fire.
They're saying it's tough music.
That shit is fire.
Because we all judged her for not having a sophomore effort, but she dropped it. It's here, and it is taking the.
And y'all know I'm Barty Gang, so.
Woof.
I love me. Hell yeah, I love me some Cardi B.
Nigga, I had no idea.
Yeah, you know now, nigga.
How long?
Come on, nigga. I'm from.
How long you been a part of this game?
Since she came out. Since she was on Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, sound like you came out too, nigga.
Allegedly.
Nigga, you said you in. I support her music. I don't know if I'm in Barty Gang.
I'm absolutely
all that.
I'm absolutely.
She's my favorite female rapper.
So
Yeah. Really?
Without question.
Y'all niggas are on teams and gangs. Look got at you. You fucking.
I'm Beehive and Nikki. Gang, gang, forever.
What is this?
This nigga is, this nigga here is Mr. Meek Mill. I mean,
Team Meek.
Oh, you still chasing dreams?
Yeah, you still chasing dreams over here.
Forever, nigga.
They over here chasing dreams.
I'm here with y'all, ain't I?
I'll be riding through my ear. Fuck out of here. Mad at us because we like some pretty ladies. Yeah.
But so the album's solid. And they said that she's literally on that album slapping Offset in the face.
And JT.
And some woman named Bia.
Hey, I'm not a rapper named Bia. Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Cue up the Paid in Full monologue that what's his name did when he said, any nigga that ever looked at me wrong.
Yeah, she came back with choppers, huh?
Nigga.
Yeah. No
she
way,
came for
no way
anybody
be able to find that,
that ever tweeted anything about her.
I don't know. I just think the lesson that men need to learn from this is...
You can't go cheat for cheat, bro.
Can't go cheat for cheat.
Fuck no.
Don't fuck with these people.
No. Nope.
And this is the thing. I've seen a lot of people saying that she's a married woman and blah, blah, blah.
Fuck off.
But Offset was a married man, bro.
Fuck off.
Offset was a married man.
Fuck off, bro. Fuck off.
As the husband, you're the leader of your house. And if you cheat...
Hey, I'm following you. I'm following your lead, brother.
You set a crazy example, my brother in Christ.
Fuck off, man.
To go cheat for cheat with a Dominican
talking about she's still married. Because that nigga don't want to sign the papers.
And nigga, you were married.
You were married.
The whole time.
The entire time.
Fucking bitches, texting bitches in the crib.
In her bed.
Crazy. Hey, I would never forget. They keep clipping that shit. That nigga was on, he was trying to be a streamer. And she wasn't in the room and he was on his phone a little bit. And then like he heard her coming. The nigga tucked the phone so fast, bruh. And then when she left, he pulled the phone back out. And they was like, look at this nigga.
Oh, my God.
Like, how you on stream and you still can't keep your shit together, nigga? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Niggas are dumb, bro. And big dummy.
Allegations of him fucking Saweetie as well are coming out, which means he might have ruined the Migos single-handedly.
I thought we agreed on that. I thought we all knew that he fucked the Migos up.
And the problem was that the Peacemaker passed away, unfortunately for him.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
Takeoff was a nigga trying to mend shit together.
Yeah.
And Quavo, like, he never forgive.
No.
Quavo got that.
Quavo's mad at anyone who fucks with him. Chris.
That's like his
Chris
career.
Brown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good observation.
Yeah. Ben.
That's Quavo's career. Yeah, right. If you fuck with Sweetie, you got smoke with Quavo. We know. Automatic.
We know.
Rich nigga, 8 figures, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It took me a minute.
What? How long? What's the time? Right now? All right. Guys,
what?
My favorite part of the show.
That's insane.
The ending is your favorite part of the show.
Come on, man. Have some respect for us, bro.
The final thoughts.
Rick, what are your final thoughts, my brother?
Please never attempt, and I mean never attempt to go cheat for cheat with a woman, especially a bad one, because you're going to lose that fight every single time. I've seen it happen to some great men.
And it's going
to
hurt.
It's going to hurt bad.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt bad.
Don't do it.
It's going to hurt, bro.
You're not going to win.
Your wife giving up those...
What do you call it? The sweet nectar?
The sweet nectar? Oh, your wife giving up that nectar, brother?
Ooh, that lotus flower bomb, boy.
There's a lot of niggas clutching right now. I know it. Just even hearing them words. Hey, just, you better take heed, like, brother.
I saw Offset crashing out, and I just felt compassion and sympathy. Because
that's it. Because you know that pain is coming from inside.
Oh!
It's not coming from the outside.
That not your girlfriend, from but your fucking wife.
But your wife, brother. Your wife.
Nigga. And she not getting 9-to-5 dick. She getting athlete wide receiver.
And he's not
dick,
pulling
nigga.
Out. And he ain't pulling out.
He's plunging in her shit.
And going BM for BM with you. So
oh
literally.
My God.
She ain't,
Chris, final thoughts?
Yikes.
Oh man. I gotta let the fellas breathe.
Gotta let it breathe.
Yeah, cause boy,
I can't breathe with all the fucking weed smoke.
Yeah, suck one, nigga. Anyway,
give your professional suck your mother. That's crazy.
I've never heard of so angry.
Go and suck your mother, pal.
You suck one.
Jesus.
All right.
We still cool?
Yeah. I love you. I love you, bro.
I love you too, man.
Hey. Wale got some good music out there, man. Tap in.
you have to search high and low to find it. You have to search for days. I'm not gonna lie.
That tickled that nigga Ben.
The breakup song, though?
Breakup song, yes.
To that Stevie Wonder sample?
That might be the song of the week.
Oh, my God.
That might be the song of the week.
So nothing Cardi for song of the week?
Oh, shit.
We kind of have to. Come on. Wale has had his turn.
Yes.
Okay, it was 10 years ago. That's when it was.
Yes. You're right.
Ben, sorry. Final thoughts?
Shout out Cardi B. Shout out Beckley's. Shout out her sister Hennessy. One of the most beautiful families I've ever seen in my goddamn life. And Team Cardi, Cardiac member.
This is insane.
Queen Yola.
Barty.
Where am I?
Yeah, tell a friend about Miami, the pod, man. Appreciate
this
y'all
still
coming.
Niggas
through.
With opinions.
And the opinion is Cardi's a bad one, bro.
And the opinion is that Cardi B is a bad one.
And her sister is queen of the Ariel gang. Saying y'all in Barty gang is like really,
man, listen, bro.
Really like shocking me.
That's right really now. Misogynistic of you, brother.
Nigga, you were riding through your
we can't be genuine fans of women rappers.
I'm not saying that, bro. You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
Because I'm definitely a bar, my nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. What? I listen to Nicki Minaj too.
Ew.
I wouldn't say I'm a barb.
That's so 2008.
I listen to Cardi. I wouldn't say I'm Barty gang. Y'all niggas are like, y'all getting younger on me, man. That's what's up.
You know somebody else I am.
I fuck with y'all staying tapped into the youth.
Oh, yeah, got to, bro.
My final thoughts are go and see him for yourself. Don't let white folks make up your mind for you. Y'all be safe. Say your prayers and don't cheat on your wives. Have a great day.
Go Canes. And thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
Yeah. Look. Look. If you say you had a girl like me, I know you lying. It's time to catch a lick, boy. I be shooting while you drive. Brr. Hey. Yeah. Get it. I said I'm like a dime. It's like butter. You know I'm even better cause I came straight out the gutter. Ayy. Get it. Look. To the trap. Ayy. Then I'll meet your mother. Yeah. Look. I say he know he need a down bitch. Pretty spicy brown thing. Ass he could sleep on in a pussy he could drown in. These hoes be coming at you. Don't you pay these hoes no mind. Have these bitches wanna fuck with you because they know you mine. If you ain't on the same page, then bloop bloop watch me lane switch. Gotta be the only bitch. What the hell's the main bitch? You ain't on the same page, then bloop bloop watch me lane switch. I'm too bad to be lonely and too grown to be played with. It's the principle, ayy. Can't be out here playing with a bitch like me. There's niggas out here praying for a bitch like me, ayy. It's the principle, ayy. Take me to the trap, ayy. Then I meet your mother. You know a bitch is better when she raised up out the gutter. Said now take me out to eat. Out, believe. He said, why we gotta leave? To your thighs, a feast. He know how to make me smile, how to make me growl. I be walking out the shower, he be tugging at the towel. Take me to the trenches. I don't ever panic. No. Take me anywhere, just don't take me for granted. You could fool me all you want, you ain't loyal, I don't care. My niggas and my food is just two things I can share, bitch. It's the principle, ayy. If you ain't on the same shit, watch me lay switch. I'm too sexy to be lonely and too grown to be played with. It's the principle, ayy. Can't be out here playing with a bitch like me. There's niggas out here praying for a bitch like me, ayy.